The word today is name. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. People who want others to think well of them when their name is mentioned guard their reputation. God, who is holy, just, merciful, and forgiving, wants people to respect His power and authority. We should never curse or swear, as these are misuses of God's name. Rather, we are to praise God and bless others with our speech. Here to share more about how important it is to honor God's name is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Name.
As we consider now the Lord's Prayer, last week we took a look at praying to God the Father, reaching out to Him as the God who loves us and wants to have a personal relationship with us, that we communicate with Him instead of just trying to turn our minds to meditation and turning off our intellect. We're actually to connect with God and use our intellect and our emotions and all of our being to try to approach God in prayer. Today we're going to talk about the phrase in the Lord's Prayer that says, "Hallowed be your name." The Lord's Prayer begins, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name." What does the word hallowed mean? We'll get to that in just a moment, but let's start by thinking about the name of an individual. When certain names are mentioned, it brings up thoughts, memories, associations, and sometimes very strong emotional reaction to those names. There have been individuals in history that elicit different reactions to their name. If I were to give you a list of names, you might feel very differently about these individuals. If I were to tell you Mother Teresa, Genghis Khan, Adolf Hitler, Johann Sebastian Bach, Jesus. If you were to think about these different peoples, you'd probably have very strong different memories or feelings about these people. Well, God's name is supposed to elicit a lot of memories and thoughts and also emotional reaction to His name. His name is supposed to be magnificent. He is supposed to stand not only for power and authority and justice, but also kindness and grace and mercy, as is evidenced because God the Father gave His Son Jesus in order to be the world's Savior, to be the Redeemer, so that we can have forgiveness of sins, resurrection from the dead, and life everlasting in His name. Notice how that ends, in His name. It is in the name of Jesus that all of these things happen. It's not in some other prophet. It's not in some other world religion. It's in the name of Jesus. His name means God saves. So if you want resurrection from the dead, if you want forgiveness of sins, if you want hope for the future and life eternal, you come to Jesus because that's where God has put this. It is in His name that this happens. See how important the name of Jesus is? In the second commandment, the Lord says, "You shall not misuse," in the older translation it said, "You shall not take in vain the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses His name." Notice how important the name of God is. By the way, as we work through the Lord's Prayer, I'm going to be bringing up various commandments that God has given because the commandments correlate to the Lord's Prayer. There's a lot of crossover between the holy will of God, where He has told us what He wants us to do or not do, and how we pray to God. If we're really seeking to do God's will, then we're going to be talking with the Lord about it. Then we're going to be seeking to please the Lord, and it will be on our mind in our conversation with God. The name of God is holy. Now, humans can't destroy God. Humans can't touch God and change him, so to speak. But they certainly can have an impact on his reputation. And Christians are supposed to uphold the name of God, the reputation of God. The ancient Jews, and in fact, still today, when I have taken tours to Israel, in fact, I just want to interject that I will be leading a tour to Israel, God willing, in August of 2022. We were delayed because of the COVID. But I've reset the date, and I have a flyer about the trip that I can send you, or we can send you an electronic copy. If you want to get to the Holy Land and to see where the Lord Jesus walked, where God did this great, mighty work of salvation for you, if you want to be a pilgrim to the Holy Land and to bolster your faith, there's no better way to do it than to come along on an organized tour and to see the holy sites. I would love for you to join me in that. We're going to go in August of 2022. Please, if you're interested, if you want more information, go to thewordtoday.org, send me a message, or you can check our home congregation at ourshepherdlutheran.org. I hope that you'll be able to join us. But as I was speaking about the ancient Jews, they actually, in order to preserve God's name or protect God's name, did a word substitution. The name of God the Father in the Old Testament was Yahweh in the Hebrew. And the Jews just substituted an entirely different word, Adonai. So the word, God's holy name in the Old Testament, was Yahweh. I am. The Jews switched it with Adonai, meaning Lord. Why? Because they wanted to protect and preserve God's name. They didn't want to slip up and say it inappropriately. That's all good and fine, except when it becomes a man-made rule and it starts interfering with your relationship with the Lord. It is important here not to misuse God's name. What does it mean when we're not to take God's name in vain? Well, when you do something in vain, it was worthless. It didn't amount to anything. It didn't help. Well, ways in which people use God's name mistakenly include cursing, which would be like damning somebody to hell, or swearing, calling on God to back you up, that you're telling the truth. False teaching, heresy, false prophecy, things like this are also misuse of God's name. There have been false prophets who have started other religions around the world, claiming as though they are the spokesperson, the mouthpiece of God. There is only one true religion for you to find, and that is Christianity. You can look into the Word of God and find salvation through it. There are many false teachers that have arisen through the years. And in fact, Jesus also warned the early Christians that false prophets would arise claiming, "I am the one." We can train ourselves not to misuse God's name. One of the things that happens from listeners around the world who start listening to the Word today is that they start to become aware of the sins that they're committing. Before, they hadn't thought about it a whole lot. But as you get in touch more and more with the Word of God and with Jesus, you start to realize you're a sinner and you think, "Oh boy, I'm doing things that I need to change." One of the responses that we get very often at the Word today is that people say, "I used to be a bad person. I used to say bad things, but I'm starting to fix that. I'm starting to correct that." That's wonderful. We should have our minds cleaned up by the Holy Spirit. When we become a Christian, we start to think differently. We want to represent Christ's holiness, his goodness, his purity, and our speech should also reflect those kind of things. When you're in love with somebody, you're going to protect their name. You're going to value their name. You're going to value their opinion. You can tell pretty quickly how someone relates to Jesus by how they speak about him, what they do with his name. Do they use his name carelessly? Do they use it in curses? Do they use it profanely? Well, if so, they probably don't love Jesus a whole lot. When you love somebody like your mother or your father, or your sister or brother, Annette, you're not going to use their name carelessly. You're not going to use it as a curse and things like this or when you're angry. No, you're going to hallow their name. That means you're going to treat it as though it's valuable. And so Christians hallow God's name. That's what it means in the second phrase here, our Father in heaven. Hallowed be your name. In other words, Lord, we're going to keep your name sacred. We're going to keep it holy. We're not going to misuse it and abuse it. And instead, we're going to want to talk to you. Again, if you love somebody, if you value them, you're going to want to spend time with them. You're going to listen to what they say. You can tell if an individual loves God by whether they want to listen to what God says. That means whether they want to hear what the Bible says and what the Lord Jesus says. People who don't have any time for that don't really love God. They may say they do, but you prove it in your actions by how you behave. So I encourage you that if you want to show love for God, start paying attention to the Bible. Start listening to what the Bible says. And the Lord will fill your heart and your mind. You'll start to feel closer to God. You'll develop this great relationship with the Lord where you'll feel confidence in God. And you'll start to know that your sins are forgiven. It's just a wonderful thing to make God's name holy and protect it in our speech, but also to show the love of God in Christ and to speak well of the Lord. I hope that you will find great joy in hallowing God's name, using it to pray and to praise, that you will find confidence in God through connecting with him and praising his holy name.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.